Kathleen's joining us.
No.
And so is Eva.
Nope, we're going.
Oh, I appreciate it.
We wish we could stay.
Pull I do.
What? Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Pull up a coding packet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Start reading.
Is that okay if it's over here?
I can't see Melissa yet.
Could you see me?
I was kidding. I'm sorry.
Was the computer not... Could you not see me last night?
I couldn't see you. Because you were here,
yeah,
and I was sitting here. And that's why you couldn't hear me.
Who can or you
were muffled,
see.
Right.
And, like, it was so weird.
Melissa, who can you see?
Can you bring your
pet
card?
Yeah, I can see Giacomo, and I think that's Rich. Is that
yes,
you
got it.
It feels so good to be recognized.
Now I can see Chris, and I can see Marie's hand.
Hi.
Okay, beautiful.
Hi.
Did you clear the room for owls?
I don't have any owls here. There's some bats and other wildlife.
I think
it
chose
that.
My mom gave me permission to get rid of the birds. I'm like, you told me that 6 months ago.
Oh, I'm looking at the birds.
You want them? No, it is.
What kind of birds do you have? What are they?
I'm bird sitting for my mom. They're finches.
Oh.
And they don't, they're never quiet.
I have a couple
like,
of cats that my
7:01 a.m. on their constant, yeah.
So they're not talking, they don't talk or anything?
No, they did have those birds though, and I will never own birds. This is too much. There's no gratification. You can't play with them.
Why not?
They bite you.
Oh, they bite you. That's
yeah.
a problem.
They had a scarlet macaw, which is like that.
Yeah, yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
they lived to be like 100.
100, yeah. And this one was like 30, and then it started attacking my stepdad. All of a sudden, like he raised it for 20 years, and all of a sudden it started like
seriously
nipping him, and it would fly around, and he would rub its belly, and he would play with it, and it was like this. It could crack open a coconut. Like, it's a serious bird. And
wow.
I guess my mom made him get rid of it. And then they had two other birds that talked.
How did they get rid of it?
It's now a Bob
they
Mackie
probably
evening gown.
Sold its own for a lot of money. Which are terribly expensive.
Okay. Yeah, they're like $15,000 or something, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Deal.
I just saw one in a pet
sure
shop. No, like, they're a lot of money.
And this one was in...
Did that one talk?
Oh, yeah.
You can knock off a few semesters if you just trade.
Okay. A few. Yeah, I figured they were like 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. I didn't realize they were.
Yeah, 15 grand.
Half a semester.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, after loans.
There's some serious birds.
And then they had African, not African greys, but something very similar. And they talk.
They talk.
There's can't. It's too many.
Yeah. You have to have eye contact with Melissa.
I like to be able to see him. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, the weak link this week was Chris and Giacomo. Unbelievable, the two stars.
No, I think it was, there were two we were very off on, and that's always the case.
But you know, you guys give me so many at a time that you would think that all the other good ones would offset the bad ones.
Well, I think anything more than the one, I mean, like once it gets very discrepant, hugely shifts the correlation. Because I ran it with, you know, if we could done with them, and I mean, it bumps it up quite a bit. But I mean, we were off by I think 4 on 2 of them. So.
Okay, so let's look at those two.
Okay.
So this is. Your second set of, you guys had two assignments,
yeah.
This is the second one.
And I had a feeling which one it was. It's a lot of coding.
Melissa, did you get the output? You have that?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
We're all pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, everybody did extremely well. I'm so happy, you know.
Yeah.
This is really going to help us get published, you know. I mean, it's really.
It was HPR-2. One, two, three, fourth from the end, halfway down. Single blue dancing.
Fourth from the left?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get the wrong sun.
I can read it.
Yeah, sure.
You give it a one. So I know that. absent.
Huh?
That was the response. Absent.
Yeah.
Remember that old game show password?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was difficult. I wasn't sure, because I think, is that the same? Did we also, were discrepant on estranged or something like that?
Now, are you looking at the second distribution, Chris, or the first one?
Absent is on the second. Estranged is the last item on the first.
HP.
Can you give me an item that's on your first homework assignment?
I have the second from you. Which would you like to go over first? The first assignment or the second? There was one we were really off on both.
Which one are you giving right now?
I'm looking at the second assignment.
Okay.
Okay.
But I'm not finding...
HPR-2.
All right, so it's number 82. Right?
Maybe.
You said it was four from the end.
Yeah,
four pages from the...
Four pages.
Okay, I thought you meant four items.
absolutely, yeah. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, it's not like...
I would have thought one.
Yeah. Similar to Jen. That was like a completely not answering the question.
Ungratifying.
What about absent minded?
Well, that would be a different story.
What would you give it for absent minded?
I think like five.
It has a 7-ish quality, but probably it was in the sequence 5. Or even if it was 5.5.
Yeah, it was something like that, 5. I mean, I don't know. Absent was just very vague. I thought there was some, like, rejection of the question, almost.
Well, because last week, my thought was we gave Despondent a 5. And then, kind of in light of what Auerbach had sent back with, you know, what actually has 1-5
right.
rule, I mean, it didn't seem like anything we were even saying might be within, you know, it was all 5s.
I hear you, however, consider this, the word absent. What if the person had written here? H-E-R-E.
What about present?
Or present. What would you put then?
5.
You would still put 5. That's a physical attribute. It's not a psychological characteristic. It's not even a...
Not something you do.
Huh?
No, I was saying it's not something you do.
Well, you are.
Yeah, it's not something... It's something you are.
But you can't look present. Like, you can't... it's not like brown hair. You know, you can't picture it. Person.
But it has to do with the location of one's physical body.
Either you're present, absent.
You're present or you're absent. That would be absent-minded, right? I'd have to go with a 1.
Difficult.
Same thing as dead. I mean, it's still a state, but because of the context in which you're answering the question,
right.
It's a 1.
Right. Like a lot of these people are dead, but
yeah.
You're not saying that. Or they'll say that's possible. I don't know. Should we create, like, some sort of... I mean, I don't think we can, like, rule, because it's going to be so many different
things. We could ask Auerbach.
I'm afraid he's going to shoot us after a while. We still got 2 other skills.
But, you know, you guys have forwarded me his responses. He seems very open, and although he did say he was going to ask Blatt.
Yeah.
We didn't hear Blatt back from Blatt, right?
He did that once before. I've never heard back.
So, Chris, what did you give absent?
5.
I just gave it a 5 for, yeah, safety.
What do you think, Dustin?
I said 1, I thought.
Yeah. You said a 3, you're saying? Is that
no,
saying?
1.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, so that was 4 off. Are there any others like that?
Well, there was one on the first assignment that was
okay.
Also.
Is that the last one? Or?
Yeah.
It was estranged.
What's the case number?
LPP2, it's the last one.
Last item.
I had that as...
Okay.
A 4, I thought, originally. Like, doing like a 1-5 rule, but then I was... And then I wasn't sure if it even would be considered like that. I don't know. I had a difficulty. I guess the same rationality.
Well, what's, did you read it yet?
It's strange.
It's strange.
Oh,
it's the same thing.
So that's the same category. Estranged, it's not a quality of the person. It's
the relationship, right?
Yeah, it's, well, it's really, I mean, you could consider it as a quality of the individual. I am estranged. Would you say that they're estranged?
Don't you have to be estranged from something?
Some, yeah.
Because, like, in French, doesn't the word mean, like, foreign?
Well, I assume it comes from the word strange.
Well, no. And I'm trying to recall in my French, but I feel like that word, it means foreign in French, as opposed to strange, like weird. Like,
no, but strange like a stranger. A stranger is a foreigner.
Right.
Right. I think it all comes from the same root. What do you think, Richard?
The word estranged.
Estranged, yeah. Give us your opinion.
What do you rate it?
Is it, you think the word refers to the respondent or to the parent of the respondent?
It was a one-word answer?
Yeah, estranged. Is the respondent talking about themselves being estranged from the parent, or is it a description of the parent as being estranged?
This is really difficult to know. Wouldn't it be the other person just because of the nature of the question asked?
Yeah,
a survey?
A lot of the responses are what we call need gratifying, which means they have do with your own needs being met. It's more about you than really about the other person. That's what I'm concerned about here. The person who's saying estranged, meaning I'm estranged from the parent, but that you're correct. That is not the prompt. The prompt is to describe your parent.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Is this father or mother? I guess it's father if it's a two.
Father. I mean, would you even consider it to be like at least a two though? Because it is a denial of the question. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm trying to find the email from Auerbach just to...
Sure.
Because people usually wouldn't describe, they would say, you know, my mother is estranged, or I have an estranged...
Or I can be estranged from my father.
Right, but that wouldn't... Would people ever describe themselves as that?
I'm estranged from X, Y, or Z. Yeah.
I feel like they might say... We're inferring it, but I feel like the person would say I'm estranged from them to make that clear. Mm-hmm. Like my gut would go with that they're describing the other person.
So the father is estranged.
That's what
meaning we don't have a relationship.
Mm-hmm. That's what I would, if I was the one voting, that's what I would say.
I don't know
who me, but I don't even know if that would necessarily change.
Because if he was talking about himself, you'd be like, from what? That was his answer. Estranged. I'd be like, from what? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the implication is from the respondent.
I looked it up. It means in French it's separate. So that makes, you have to be separate from something. You can't just.
Right. I'm saying if he was talking about himself. Who, you
that
know,
that word was for himself?
A father.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the father is estranged from him, or he's estranged from the father? Just intuitively, I would think that the word absent is lower than the word estranged.
That's what I was thinking as well. So
you know, estranged. There's a relationship that's implied. It's a psychological term. Absent. I mean, if I walked out of this room, I'd be absent. There's nothing psychological implied. But the word estranged. There's a psychological meaning to that. So it would have to be just intuitively a higher rating than a one.
So at least,
but I don't know what it would be. I don't know. What do you think, Chris? Did you find the?
Yeah, they weren't similar enough. I was just trying to see.
Yeah.
So in the future, like ones like this, I mean, would we give it like more of like like a 2 versus the like the 1 or the 5, you know what I'm saying? Or, I mean, who do you agree on at least?
I think Auerbach would have the answer.
Then you have to consult the lab.
But he gives you his own opinions.
Yeah. What about, I don't remember if it was, I think it was maybe on one that we put, someone said, like, I didn't know who my mother was or my father was. And I think they were able to comment on their stepfather. But, like in that case, I mean, I'm wondering, what would happen there? Like, they didn't have anything to say for, you know, father or mother or something like that. I mean, I don't know if that's going to come up. I mean, we're almost, you know, we're probably one more week, but...
What do you mean?
Like, say you never knew you grew up without a mother or a father, and then you have to ask a comment on it. I mean, when they say, you know, and they just say that, I mean, does that deserve a lower score? I mean, I remember, I couldn't find it on there.
If all they said is, I didn't know my
father,
nothing.
I think that was one Chris and I had. It was about like a step parent.
Yeah, they introduced...
But then we quoted for what the second.
Right.
So yeah.
That right. Takes care of what their question
is. I used to forget if I find it all. I'll see this one.
There's one I just found. I was looking through Chris and my old ones, and there was one word answer that just said distanced, and we gave that one a 5. And I think we both agreed on that.
Okay, distance is estranged. I mean, to me, they're similar. So we could say 5 for that one, but I really think absent would be a 1. There's nothing psychological implied.
Absent would still remain a 1.
But we're not inferring psychological, inferring behaviors.
Yeah.
Well, we're inferring something psychological about the representation.
Externally, though. Iconic. It's external, iconic. They're doing something. They're not doing something. Disabled got a 5. From Auerbach. That's a lack of ability. Like a lack of presence. No, he gave it a 5. We had been debating between a 2-4 for it, but he ended up saying that
disability doesn't really infer like that has anything to do with knee gratifying.
Yeah, no.
That's why it's a 5.
Yeah.
But I mean, we had been, you know.
So you're saying because of that, you would extrapolate to saying that absent is a 5 also?
Well, it's like, because the one. They're not necessarily, like, it doesn't come right off as need gratifying or, like, some type of strange disorganized answer or a complete refusal. I mean, they answered the question, just, you know, very...
But they could have said more. I feel like 5 is, like, so recurrent, you know what I mean? And I feel like it could... So, like, the responses that are so lengthy versus that one word are, it could be the same thing. It's kind of...
But I mean, you've given a 7 for a one-word answer.
But when a father's absent, it's such a different thing than when a father's disabled.
Yeah.
When a father's disabled, that doesn't show that it's not knee gratifying. But when a father's absent, he's
absent from me.
Yeah.
When disabled,
I would like a new Range Rover, but my father is disabled and cannot go to work to gratify my need.
Turn this off. So
yeah, you can unplug it.
Maybe she'll hear better.
There's
always
something different about.
Yeah, I can't really. It's very staticky.
Yeah, there's something different from all of them, in my mind.
These are tough questions. You feel like going to the gold standard?
Can we wait a week?
Just drop by his house.
He lives in Tennessee.
We still have like this other scale to do left, and I just don't want to, you know.
Use a lot of questions.
Yes. I don't want the good rest to run dry, Jeff.
Oh my gosh. Look, road trip to Knoxville. We'll show up on his doorstep.
So what other ones did we have?
But, you know, I mean, look, let's look at it, the broader picture, okay? So we're way off on these two, right? We're still knocking the reliabilities out of the ballpark. So let's keep the bigger picture in mind. We don't have the answers to these two. We have to appeal to a higher authority to really get the answers. But I'm happy with the reliabilities. We can tolerate one or two where we're way off if on the rest of them you're knocking it out of the park. You know what I'm saying?
In terms of that other one though, Estrange, if we had to agree though on what it should be, like in the future, something like that, what would that be?
I mean that would be a 5.
A 5, okay.
So Chris got that, not Jocken.
I feel like one-word answers are pretty much always a 5, unless it's definitely describing an internal state or definitely relating to the gratification.
It could be 3, it could be
or 3, yeah. But you know what I mean? I feel like it'd be pretty rare to assign a 1 or a 7 to a one-word answer.
All right, so what, it was really can we imagine a one-word answer that would be a 1? Dead.
Dead.
Right?
Bitch.
Horrible.
Well, bitch, would
monster.
That, I guess.
Monster.
Monster.
Yeah.
So there are one word answers that could be a 1.
Right, but not, there's more 5s than there are 1s.
Yeah, seemingly.
And we did have some 7s. We had narcissistic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Borderline.
When in doubt, go with 5, though, it seems like. Like, unless it's really clearly a 1 or a 7.
I don't even have my computer.
Would that be a rule, you think, Chris?
I think so. I mean, you know, like, it's like the 3 seems like it would stand out very clearly.
Right.
That stands out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's a physical, you know, blonde, yeah. Like, those are pretty easy to pick out, like, bold.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I just think, like, the 1s tend to be the more, you know, either, like, the refusals or the bizarres or, you know.
So fat or ugly is 3?
Yeah.
Describe what the person looks like.
Right.
Physical description.
Just making sure that, well, what were you talking about it? I missed the beginning, about what you were asking.
Like for the solid, like one word.
One
like
word response.
3, 5, 7.
And we concluded that a one word answer could be any of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the modal response would probably be a 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they the only two that were tough?
I think those were the two that we were, you know, really, we had a couple like that we were too off on.
Mm-hmm. Now I count a total of 948 responses that we've done so far. Do you guys have a grand total?
No.
What's left?
Mine are done.
His are done.
Oh, yours are done.
Yeah.
His are done. I have, like, I emailed you. I had a little over 400 left, and then we did 100, so we have a little over 300.
300?
So we'll knock
them out next week. Are you preparing to start training for the differentiation relatedness scale?
Yeah.
So we just do
would
that
you like
next
a PowerPoint
week?
Presentation?
Yes, I would, notes? Actually. We have all the accoutrements here.
Are we going to do that for next week or the week after? No,
we're going to be starting next week.
Okay.
Because we don't need to practice anymore.
Right.
And
after
prevent inter-rater drift because you'll be done.
Gotcha.
So next week we're going to start. So everybody bring their new manuals, the differentiation relatedness manuals for next week.
Is it on the website as well? Or is it
website? Yeah.
Did you upload?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're on my website.
You handed them out at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Just in case it's in my folder.
And Chris and Giacomo are going to be leading the training. I'm going to be observing and commenting every now and then. How's that sound? All right, and we're going to just do it the same way we did it with the quality and complexity of object representation, except it's a different coding system, obviously. But what?
Would we have to email Diana Diamond about that?
Yes.
Oh, you can't.
She's at City University.
I don't think she's ever commented on anything ever since. Was she the recipient of an...
Wait, you emailed her?
I think so. She's been included on them. Yeah.
For what?
For all these, yeah.
Just for the hell of it, see what she was doing on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulate her on that award that she got from the American Psychoanalytics Association.
No, you emailed her about...
I think way back when she was, like, included on something when, like, Flat and Auerbach were...
She might have felt that because she's not really known to work on this scale. It's the differentiation related to the scale, and so if
I think it was more like that because we don't have the inquiry like about the ball, and then they're deciding that if you say
right,
what type of person is he, she, or you.
Yeah, she might just on that she would defer to Black because he developed the actual instrument.
Okay.
But the coding system if you ask a question about differentiation relatedness, you know, she theoretically would respond. And if she doesn't, I could email her because I know her personally. I was supervised by her in my postdoc, so I know. So I got very close with her at that time. So I know her personally, and I'm sure she'd respond to me, but I want to see if she responds to you first.
You should both send it at 5 p.m.
So if you don't hear from her like in a week, then I would email her and say, hey, by the way, Chris happens to be my student. Can you help us out here?
38 hours with me and the second email goes out until I get a response.
She should be okay, though, I think. You know, the problem is that she has remained within the Kernberg camp, and I have published work that is critical of Kernberg in some respects, and she might feel politically torn, and you know, so there are political issues involved. But I don't think that should affect this, but I'm just telling you.
Well, ask Nancy McWilliams if she doesn't answer them.
Well, has Nancy used this scale?
No. I feel like she would know the answer. Everything. Yeah.
Everything.
She's up on much.
Did you go to Nancy?
I did.
How was it?
Oh, you heard her speak?
Oh, it happened?
Yeah. She was at Delphi.
Oh, no. It happened there at Delphi.
Yeah. She was very good. She's getting ready to write her next book. So she was.
What's it going to be?
Mental health, but like from the wellness aspect, like what aspects kind of go into actually being mentally healthy versus kind of the opposite of diagnosing the pathology.
Right.
And her, you know, over the decades kind of experience of how it's changed and, you know, how models have changed of, you know, what we should be doing and, you know, what we value as a society.
Yeah. You know, she's not really that old. I think she's in her 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
She was, like, talking back from the set. Maybe she meant, like, 79, 78.
Yeah, I mean, she's not that old. Okay, well, that's... So you're going to be ready? You guys are going to be ready for next week? All right. Should we end early?
Is anybody else?
I mean, I think with the 300 left, just distribute them evenly among the teams.
You want to do it evenly, or? Because, I mean, I know Chris and I probably, I know they're, you know, doing work and stuff, so it's like, I mean, if you want to keep it as, you know, do like 60 or 50.
Well, I mean, look, it's your dissertation. If you want to do more, you're welcome to do it, but, you know, if you want it to be more equitable, I mean, we got... We got the labor here.
300.
It'll be 100 apiece.
Yeah.
But if Chris worked with Melissa,
well,
that'd be a little less than 100.
I mean, because I know Chris and I.
Okay,
I
mean, so this we have did, probably like, 200 have four teams, right?
You have four teams. You're on two of them.
Right.
I'm going to be with Quinn for other things. So
yeah.
Figure it out.
We'll think about it.
You know, hey, if Richard, now you're going to be trained from the ground up on this next coding system.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You know, if you, so you won't be missing out and feel like you walked into the middle of a movie, you know. You know, I want you, if it's okay with you, I want you to be coding with the practice. We're going to be doing coding some practice items as we go along. You can do that.
Yeah, I'd enjoy that.
And, you know, I can check your reliability with other people. And if, you know, if things work out and you're doing well, you know, we might invite you to hop on board as a real coder.
Gotcha.
In which case, Chris could step away from being on two teams. You could either join up with Melissa or Giacomo and then Richard be paired with the other person. So we have four true teams rather than 3.5 like we have right now.
And it comes two people.
You do the work of two people, which is not fair to you. But,
forcing me into early retirement,
Yeah, I'm working to the bone. So, but I can't promise that. It all depends on the numbers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're rewarded for your performance.
Don't fail us.
But no, I mean, I want you to know that if your numbers aren't that great, that's fine. I mean, you're not even in grad school.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not going to hold it against you, and we want you to keep coming to the meetings.
You don't get any donut holes, though.
That's true. We don't give you donut holes. That's only a perk for real team members. No. But, you know, and we'll manage the way we have with the teams we have in place. We did very well with this first coding system, and I think we'll do equally well with the second one. So.
I'm having flashbacks from my first coding team when I was under that pressure of kind of, well, let's just see if this...
and it was slow at first, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then you bumped it up and you were right there with everybody else.
Did you get on the coding team yesterday?
I did. It was so exciting. Everyone, I got home, celebrated, picked me up when I had a cake.
And, you know, he wasn't even a student yet.
Right.
Wow. That was the amazing part. Glory days.
Yeah.
Back in the good old days.
Melissa, did we have any that we were?
We had that one that we were three off.
Which one
the
was
one
that?
HKE2. It's on the third to last page.
What's the case number?
HKE2.
Yeah, what's the, there's a number next to it to the left?
No, you get numbers for some reason. We don't.
Oh, okay. I have an SPSS printout. Sorry.
What? Do you want me to read it, and then we can just maybe go around the room?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because this one's an actual... Okay. My father was very charismatic, nonconformist, who could be very charming... saved from my very destructive mother. But he turned out to be a very exploitative, destructive man who did me a great deal of harm to which I had to remain blind well into my adulthood.
Can you read that one more time?
Yeah, they don't have spell check on their computer, apparently. My father was very charismatic, nonconformist, who could be very charming and saved me from my very destructive mother. But he turned out to be a very exploitative, destructive man who did me a great deal of harm to which I had to remain blind well into my adulthood.
1-5 rule?
But the fact that he considered... the writer considered both sides, does that eliminate that? You
know, I don't know, I want an answer first.
That consideration of the one, like where it's not really unipolar, it's kind of a consideration of this guy was a terrible guy, but he was good at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was more behavioral regardless, I felt like.
Yeah.
I gave it a 5, I felt like there was, and I could be talked to a 4, but I felt like there was enough on its own without like even referring to the self for the father. So I feel like there was enough response to stand alone as a 5, in my opinion.
So you're saying, Brianna, don't tear up.
I'm sorry, my contact.
I'm just kidding. that you heard in this description only...
I can't really hear Jeff that well.
Sorry. What I'm saying is that I'm quizzing Brianna here. She assigned a 5, and I know the answers that the two of these people gave, but you don't. There's no reference to anything but physical activities of the father. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there is reference, but there are certain adjectives that are used. Like, for example, in the manual, they'll say, like, gregarious. So that, like, that would be... That might not be the good example. But sometimes there's adjectives that are used that are, ooh, we lost her. That seems 7 in quality, but we give them 5. So I felt it was kind of 5-ish to me. Like charismatic is, yes, it could be like an internal state, but something you're inferring from their external behavior. So I gave it a 5. Because I felt like a lot of adjectives were used like
that. That was stated in kind of I didn't hear many. I mean,
exploitative.
But
that's not a state. That's, isn't that a behavior?
Yeah. No, that's...
Or
can be? That's an emotional state.
Yeah.
But then you have to... exploit something or someone?
Sure, but that's an emotional state. If I'm an exploitative person, it's like being a narcissistic person. That's a seven. Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Well, yeah, that was, my thought was that I would give it a six, because I thought it was somewhat behavioral, correct, and I thought there were seven, so that's why I would give it in the middle, and I wouldn't consider the 1-5 rule, because I thought it hit kind of both sides of this guy.
Okay, now let me make another argument. This is a person who's describing their father as changing over time.
Right. So, yeah, and that might raise the score. That's interesting.
So it'd be a six.
It might be on her end.
Right, I was going to give it a six, not even considering, I guess, that piece of it. So maybe I would pull it up to just a pure seven.
What about an eight?
Really? You felt it was an eight?
I'm asking.
I don't think I would have given it eight.
I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but...
You want to read it one more time?
Yeah, read it one more time.
I'm just let Melissa know we're fixing the connection.
Or trying. I mean, my computer's wigging out a little bit. I think I'm on overload.
You think it's yours?
I mean, it's like flashing violently. So I think it's
flashing violently.
It's a five.
Can't be good. Oh.
My father was a charismatic nonconformist who could be very charming and saved me from my very destructive mother.
All right, so he saved her. All right.
That's gratifying. So, right?
Well, that's true. You're right about that. All right, go ahead.
But. He turned out to be very exploitative, or a very exploitative, destructive man who did me a great deal of harm, to which I had to remain blind well into my adulthood.
So the harm
he didn't evolve,
is the,
though. Sorry.
No, I'm saying like harm is...
He devolved.
Five.
It's like 1-5-7.
Yeah. Because we're supposed to give it higher if the response is an evolution of that person actually is evolving over time. The evolution occurred within the individual recognizing...
Like he saved me.
Hey, I guess your internet's not working that well.
Sorry, we're back. Okay.
I think your internet's not working.
Yeah, probably.
Oh. All right.
Sorry, we might just have to tell her that.
What?
She went bye bye.
I can call her on my Skype. What's her name?
Where
are we going?
So we get a score for everybody.
Well, I was going to say seven, but now you guys are convincing me it might be lower.
See.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. So what I did is, if you look at it as a statement as a whole, you know, as like a more complex statement, and you take it without, you know, chopping it like necessarily into, like if it was just single words. So I kind of... just in thing put, you know, like parentheses around, you know, like a certain statement. So like the, and saved me from my very destructive mother. I just kind of set that aside and put it in parentheses, because what you have is my father was a very charismatic and nonconformist, but he turned out to be X, Y, and Z. So I mean, like if you have it there, you have like a nice kind of contrasting, like over time type of statement, and then you have, you know, this little bit of kind of supporting information of why that was. So I mean, I ended up giving it the seven for that reason, because I mean, there was like you could score that lower, but it's kind of in the context of a higher statement. You know, it wasn't like just a laundry list.
So you don't see it as me gratifying at the end there. This is what he did to me. This is all about me. Me,
just because of with the Auerbach, like the last one, where originally we had been being a little more harsh with the, you know, like that, but because it is primarily a seven description of the person, you know, with that little thing, because we had been doing the ones and fives,
and
he was giving all fives and
like he's a bastard, and that was, you know, and then not said that, you know, he had a good perception of him at some point. I mean, I think that changes it.
And I mean, even the me part, it's within the context of, you know, like how they were kind of developing his, you know, he went from this good man, you know, who was very helpful and, you know, played this important role to somebody who, you know, did this, that I had to, you know.
There's only like one thing or two things that are not about him, you know, like I just feel like it's so about me, you know.
Well, I'm just looking at it, she's like giving like a for example. You know, there's a little EG, for example, he did this. You know, like almost like she's kind of building it a little bit more versus some of the, you know, who just kind of say.
Yeah, I mean, what Chris is saying is that this person is describing their father and the evolution of this father over time, right? What's the illustration of that change? Well, it was how I experienced him.
Yeah.
That's how I'm illustrating the change by my own experience with him.
Right.
And I think that's what you're saying, Chris.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, in that case, you know, just because, like, if you look at it, like, within the actual context, mm-hmm. You know, it does fit in. Like, it doesn't kind of get off onto, like, a tangent about it. I mean, it actually...
Right. It has some, real, you know, it makes sense instead of just being, yeah. like... I have a hard time.
Are you convinced me?
What?
You convinced me.
So are you guys staying at a 7? Is that what the...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she had given it a 4 originally, kind of doing like with the 1s, but mm-hmm. then I was just trying to, you know, taking their feedback into, you know, what they had from last week, just kind of maybe being, you know, a little too sometimes critical and have to kind of look at it where it's going.
Can I ask a question, though, yes. in regard to that? Because the only thing that kind of... And like I had said earlier, that you guys gave it, or I think you were saying that you gave it a bit higher because it seemed as though there was an evolution of the individual, and that would suggest integration and give it a higher score. But what if the case, and this is the feeling that I got from what you were reading, is that it wasn't the actual person that was evolving over time. It was the responder's perception of the person that just changed. You know what I'm saying? Or are we not distinguishing
that? But I mean, that's also everything, however I describe you is still my perception of you. So I mean,
true.
You know, technically she's able to have a changing, it's all her, truthfully. I mean, when you really get it down, we're only talking about the one person, but she's able to entertain and develop over time a more complex sense of who her father was. So it's not mm-hmm. static, the schemata, you know, she's able to adjust mm-hmm. and, you know, change how she views him when she kind of accommodates this mm-hmm. extra information.
Think about after relations theories.
The only problem I still have with the 7 is that it doesn't really talk hardly at all about how the father feels or thinks inside, or has beliefs inside mm-hmm. at all.
Mm-hmm. That's why I felt like it was lower.
What about exploited?
That's one thing.
Well, narcissistic is a 7. Why can't exploited be a 7?
But everything else in it is all behavior.
I think you're saying value, belief.
That's true.
But the fact that there was that evolution piece would raise it from something like a 6 to a 7.
Yeah.
I think would
that's Chris's argument.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay.
Believe me, that's a hard one. I don't think it's a slam dunk in any way.
Yeah, I can see kind of everybody's...
Absolutely.
I'm sorry that I lost her. I think I have like so many programs.
I'm waiting for a response from Melissa. I've never used iChat before, so... But we're on camera.
Well, I think we're done anyway, so.
Yeah, you can relay that to her.
All right, so send me the final 300, and I'll send you out the final reliabilities just for yucks, and then...
I might send them out in, like, batches again, because I'm going to Philadelphia tomorrow, so I'm going to try to do as much as I can tonight.
What's in Philly?
My brother.
Oh, that's where the wedding's going to be?
Oh, no, that's in March.
Okay.
I'm picking up my brother from school.
Oh, where's he go?
Temple.
Oh. So. Are you from Philly?
No, I'm from here, from Brooklyn. All
right. You couldn't tell from the accent?
I don't judge.
Very smart. He's actually Swedish.
I believe that as much as people believe that I'm Mexican, so I understand.
Camilla was Colombian. He does not look Colombian.
Who?
Camilla.
That's true. That is very true.
Right. Yeah.
So you can't, you know.
That is, he looks Irish.
Yeah.
Right.